Remarks of the President on awarding the Congressional Medals of Honor to Sergeant Joseph C. Rodriguez and Master Sergeant Hubert L. Lee, January 29, 1952, Conference Room, Old State Building.
The President of the United States of America, authorized by Act of Congress approved March 30, 1863, has awarded in the name of the Congress the Medal of Honor to Master Sergeant Hubert L. Lee, United States Army, with a citation as follows. Sergeant Lee, Infantry, United States Army, a member of Company I, 23rd Infantry Regiment, distinguished himself by conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity above and beyond the call of duty in action against the enemy in Ipori, Korea, on the 1st of February, 1951, when his platoon was forced from its position by a numerically superior enemy force and his platoon leader wounded. Sergeant Lee assumed the command, regrouped the remnants of his units, and led them in repeated assaults to regain the position. Within 25 yards of his objective, he received a leg wound from grenade fragments, but refused assistance and continued to attack. Although forced to withdraw five times, each time he regrouped his remaining men and renewed the assault. Moving forward at the head of his small group, in the fifth attempt, he was struck by an exploding grenade, knocked to the ground, and seriously wounded in both legs. Still refusing assistance, he advanced by crawling, rising to his knees to fire, and urging his men to follow. While thus directing the final assault, he was wounded a third time by small arms fire. Persistently continuing to crawl forward, he directed his men in a final and successful attack, which regained the vital objective. His intrepid leadership and determination led to the destruction of 83 of the enemy and withdrawal of the remainder, and was a vital factor in stopping the enemy attack. Sergeant Lee's indomitable courage, consummate valor, and outstanding leadership reflect the highest credit upon himself and are in keeping with the finest traditions of the infantry of the United States Army. Signed by the President of the United States. Sergeant Joseph Rodriguez, United States Army, with citation as follows. Sergeant Rodriguez, then Private First Class, Infantry, United States Army, Company F, 17th Infantry Regiment, distinguished himself by conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity, the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty, in action against an armed enemy of the United Nations near Munri-ri, Korea, on the 21st of May, 1951. Sergeant Rodriguez, an assistant squad leader in the 2nd Platoon, was participating in an attack against fanatical hostile force occupying well-fortified positions on rugged commanding terrain. When his squad's advanced, was halted within approximately 60 yards by a withering barrage of automatic weapons and small arms fire from five emplacements directly in front of and right and left flanks. Together with the grenades, which the enemy rolled down the hill toward the advancing troops, fully aware of the odds against him, Sergeant Rodriguez leaped to his feet, dashed 60 yards up the fire-swept slope, and after lobbing grenades into the first foxhole with deadly accuracy, ran around the left flank, silenced an automatic weapon and two grenades, and continued his whirlwind assault to the top of the peak, wiping out two more foxholes, and then, reaching the right flank, he tossed grenades into the remaining emplacement, destroying the gun and annihilating its crew. Sergeant Rodriguez, in intrepid actions, exacted a toll of 15 enemy dead, and as a result of his incredible display of valor, the defense of the opposition was broken, the enemy rallied, and the strategic strong point secured. His unflinching courage under fire and inspirational devotion to duty reflect highest credit on himself and uphold the honored traditions of the military service. Signed by the President. I want to call your attention to those two citations. among the most remarkable I've ever read. And I've furnished more of these medals to these brave young men than any other president, due to the fact that the other presidents didn't have the same situation to face that these young men and the government of the United States has had to face. Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if in our civil affairs we had fighters for the right like those two young men? I hope their example will be enough to cause more people to take the responsibility for government that they should take and to fight for the right as these two young men fought for liberty and the welfare of the world.